We're talking of ancient things, even older than a saber-toothed tiger, is arguably the world's first and oldest example of a multicellular organism. In other words, an organism which is formed from more than one cell. When life got going on Earth, the first things to colonise the Earth were bacteria, just single cells. But at some point, something happened that meant that cells began to team up and cooperate together to form groups of cells that work together. In other words, multicellular organisms like us. But where did the first one come from? It could be that it evolved in what's now Gabon in Africa. There's a paper in the journal Nature this week by Abda El Albani from the University of Poitiers in France, and he and his colleagues describe an organism which looks a bit like a fried egg, actually. It's about 1 centimetre across. It's got a central core, a yolk-like structure, and this is surrounded by a flat sheet of tissue, which is itself then divided by these radial cuts that come in from the periphery into the centre, and it appears from the structure of the fossil to have been adding tissue around the edges, so growing the white of the egg outwards. And the scientists also chemically probed the fossil, and they found that there are signs of a chemical called stearane in there. And stearane is a substance which is derived from sterol, which is a chemical used in eukaryotic cells. In other words, advanced forms of cells, which are in, say, our bodies and plants and the animals around today. That is regarded as a hallmark of eukaryotic or advanced cellular life, suggesting that this organism was a fairly advanced organism. Also, the iron that the organism contains suggests that it was also aerobic. It was using oxygen in its metabolism. And this is interesting because its point of origin, about 2.1 billion years ago, is some 200 million years after something called the Great Oxidation Event. And at the Great Oxidation Event, suddenly the oxygen levels on Earth began to rise very dramatically, suggesting that this organism was one of the earliest multicellular aerobic life forms. Now, obviously, it's going to take a little bit longer to work out exactly what this thing was, what it was doing, and also to find out where it came from and what it turned into. These fossils are rare because the rocks are rare, 2.1 billion years, but at the same time, an amazing discovery because it means that now we have some kind of handle on how life, as it is today, got going in the first place.